Pre-puzzle number two. You hit the water hard and continue down. You try to swim, but you're going down into the water too fast to right yourself. It feels like an invisible hand is pushing you toward the ocean floor. The light from the sky above begins to fade, and the water gets darker and darker until it's all you see. You land on something with a thud, surprised to have hit the bottom of the ocean so quickly. But you haven't. Whatever you crashed onto feels slimy, and it starts moving up, up, up. You see light again, then hazy sky through the water, and a few seconds later, you break through the ocean surface into the air. You take deep, gulping breaths. Whatever brought you back to the surface is still under you, gently rocking in the waves. Static fills your ear. You take off your headset and shake it, hoping it really is waterproof. It is. When you reset it, you hear Aaliyah calling your name. You wave to the plains above. "Oh, you're all right," Aaliyah exclaims. "We were about to parachute down. Can you climb?" "Yes, I'm okay." Aaliyah lowers her rope and you climb up. She moves her plane to the right, toward the center of the dam, and swings you onto its edge. You walk around to the chain connecting your plane, which is still hovering above the dam. This time, you're able to climb up to your plane without a problem. Pri is still nowhere to be seen, but you don't see the Lagoboros either. You climb onto a wing and pull open the door to your hover plane. It's locked. The passcode. You remember you'll need it to open the door. You reach into your pocket for your notebook and find nothing. You must have dropped it into the water when you fell. "Ooh, guys," you stammer into your headset. "We've got a problem." "Another one?" Connor asks. You explain your missing passcode. Jojo uncharacteristically interrupts.
"You mean you don't know it by heart?"
"Well, of course I don't. I can't remember." "It's okay," Connor cuts in. "There's a backup. Push the button under the door handle." You push it, and a puzzle appears. "Where do I even start?" you snap, exasperated. Jojo responds right away. "Don't worry. I'll talk you through it. Imagine you're standing